Tomorrow morning, Congress will hold its first hearing about torture since the Obama administration declassified memos that authorized harsh interrogations. Researchers have been scouring past testimony from hearings during the Bush administration, and as NPR's Ari Shapiro reports, they have found places where Bush administration officials may have fudged the truth.
Karen Greenberg directs the Center for Law and Security at NYU. When the torture memos were released, her team of researchers plunged into the congressional record. They went line by line through old testimony, comparing what we know now to what officials told us back then. And Greenberg's conclusion?
We've been spun every which way.
Today we commence the third in our series of hearings on the role of administration lawyers.
This is one of the hearings Greenberg studied. A year ago, former Justice Department lawyer John Yoo testified about the torture memos he helped write. Karen Greenberg zeroed in on this line from Yoo's written testimony.
What he says is the following, quote, interrogation policy did not arise in the abstract, but in the context of a specific person at a specific point in time.
Newly declassified documents suggest Yoo's statement is not correct. Harsh interrogation policies did take shape in the abstract, months before the first high-value detainee was captured.
So this is an example of a major discrepancy in terms of what they say they were doing with torture, which was responding to a specific situation, and what they were in fact doing about torture, which was creating a policy that can be used as they saw fit.
John Yoo did not respond to a request for comment about his testimony. And other officials also made questionable statements. After the Abu Ghraib detainee abuses in 2004, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and General Richard Myers testified before the House Armed Services Committee. They were asked whether the Army has different interrogation procedures for important detainees. Myers and Rumsfeld responded,
no different treatment. The treatment is the same.
The treatment is consistent for each and every prisoner.
Exactly.
In terms of the Geneva Convention.
A report by the Senate Armed Services Committee shows some high-value military detainees were treated much more harshly than other prisoners, especially at Guantanamo. A spokesman for Secretary Rumsfeld, Keith Urban, said today Rumsfeld was talking specifically about Iraq in his testimony. Urban said if the hearing had been about Guantanamo or Afghanistan, where interrogation policies were different, the answer might have been different. Then there are questions about testimony from General Ricardo Sanchez, who oversaw troops in Iraq. In 2004, Sanchez told the Senate Armed Services Committee that he never approved harsh interrogations.
Sure, the only approvals that I ever had at my desk was for continued segregation beyond 30 days, and there were 25 of those who were approved. I never saw any other method come to my level requesting approval.
But in 2003, Sanchez did approve an interrogation program that could include dogs, stress positions, and other harsh techniques. We reached Sanchez on his cell phone today.
These documents were laying out the realm of the possible in terms of interrogation approaches that potentially could be used.
And Sanchez says he never authorized anyone to actually use those techniques.
There were very specific approval processes, control mechanisms, and oversight mechanisms that had to be followed before any interrogation approach that was listed could be used.
The Pentagon's former top lawyer has said things that are hard to reconcile with what we know now. The office of Jim Haines told the Defense Department's Inspector General, quote, there is no evidence that SEER techniques were ever adopted at Guantanamo or anywhere else. SEER is the military's torture resistance training program for American personnel. Well, in 2002, officials at Guantanamo asked the Pentagon for permission to use techniques including, quote, those used in U.S. military interrogation resistance training.
It's false testimony as far as I'm concerned.
Senator Carl Levin is chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee.
If people don't tell us the truth about their role in the activities, of course I'm offended by them. But I'm not surprised because right from the beginning here, the top civilian leaders of the Bush administration have acted as though they had nothing to do with this.
Levin wants the attorney general to appoint someone who can investigate accountability, including whether people made false statements to Congress. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.